The following are stories collected by Frances Ann McMillan on Prince Edward Island between 1977 and 1978. Another woman who was a midwife was Miss Mary Ellen Morrissey, who was born at Earnscliffe, PEI, in 1874. When Miss Morrissey was a young girl, she went to Boston, where she remained for a few years and learned to sew. She worked as an apprentice to a dressmaker. After a few years, she returned to Prince Edward Island to live with her brother Joe. Her life service to the community began because of her ability to sew. Whenever a girl decided to get married, the bride's father would go and get Miss Morrissey, and she would make the wedding dress and help prepare for the wedding, and remain with the family until the marriage took place. Because she was single, she could leave home for an indefinite period of time. It so happened that the people who she would help get married would ask her to come and help prepare for their first child. She soon became known as the local midwife and delivered babies from the North Cape to Kildare and from St. Louis, Pleasant View, and in all of Tignish Parish. In 1921, her brother's wife died during childbirth. Miss Morrissey was to bring up her brother Joe's four children. She was the only mother these children ever knew. A few years later, her brother's wife died, leaving five children. She raised three of these children. After the death of her brother's wife, she could not leave for a week at a time when the children were small. People would bring their sewing to her. The children used to wonder why their nanny would go away in the night with different people and return in the morning. When they became older, they discovered she was delivering babies. Many women of the district preferred her to Dr. Johnson, the local doctor. When the children became old enough to look after themselves, she began to go out again for a week at a time. $5 was all she would ever charge. She never charged anyone more than $5. Some of them would give her a little more. Sometimes she wouldn't get anything. They just didn't have the money. She might get a dozen eggs or an old hen for her service. Some of them were pretty tough cases, too, you know. She didn't have the facilities to work with. They'd tie a sheet to the foot of the bed or something. This was a way of bearing down, as they say, to try and force the baby along that way. Then they would probably be at that for a day or so and still no baby. Finally, if she saw that the baby was not going to come, she'd get a doctor. I know a number of these women who said they would rather have her any time than a doctor. The only thing she took with her was her asthma powder. She had asthma very bad, but still she served the community. They would come for her in the middle of winter. She would have a smoke of her asthma powder, get dressed up. They would probably have buffaloes or something to cover her right over in the wood sleigh, and take her away and didn't know if they would make it in time or not. I know of one place she went where they had the material to make clothing for the baby, but they wouldn't have anything beforehand because they thought it was bad luck and the baby wouldn't live. So she had to turn around and cut out the material to make clothes for the baby. And then there were some places where they wouldn't have the material to make the clothes, so she would have to do the best she could, find some old rags to make into clothes. Some places she would go, they wouldn't have a decent bed to lie in. Then, of course, she delivered babies to unwed mothers, you know. That must have been a trial. The father would be right there, grumbling at the girl, telling her that she was paying up now for her fun, going on with this kind of talk in front of the girl. She delivered babies until she was 70 or older. Then she died in 1959 at the age of 84. When the older ladies were still having their children, when they knew she was out like that, I think they would come here. And she would tell the whole story for them, how the baby was born, where she was, what happened. It was a story for the ladies to talk over. She ran into breech births and babies born face up. She told one woman that once she saw a foot coming and she baptized the foot. She would baptize the babies if she thought they were not going to live. I heard her tell that she had to pull so hard it was almost too much for her. Think of the poor mother that was involved there. There were no painkillers in those days. I figured she delivered over 100 babies. She didn't keep a record of the number. Most of the ones she delivered, she did alone. There were a few places where there would be another woman, but they would be too nervous to be there at the time. They would maybe look after the other kids and keep them out. But most of the places, the father did that, or some of the older members of the family. She would be taken to most of the places where she delivered the babies by old wood sleigh, and going along with the horse getting stuck, and she would have to get out until the horse got through the drift. Miss Morrissey went to a place one time as a midwife, and when she arrived, she discovered all the family in bed with the expectant mother. There were five little children. The family lived in one room. She ran the family to the barn, and they all got into one of the horse's mangers, into the hay. There was very little food in the house, and no bedclothes, such as sheets or blankets, just a few old coats and rags on the bed. She didn't have any implements with her, but wished she had brought an old pair of scissors. She had to cut the cord with a butcher's knife. When she went to look for something to wrap the baby in, she couldn't find anything, so she had to wrap the baby in her apron. When everything was over, she decided to make herself a cup of tea, but she couldn't find a cup. she had to drink her tea out of an old black bottle. She said she didn't know when the mother had last washed her feet. They were as black as the top of the stove. The only light in the house was a candle. For her service, she was given a half a dozen eggs. This family all lived to become adults. The impression which I got from these older women was that most of them feared childbirth. To most of them, it was a very painful experience they had to face every other year. They lived in fear and dread, not knowing if they would live or not. These older women will scare the life out of a new expectant mother even today with their tales of what is going to happen.